Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have been called a conspiracy theorist. We're talking about the Gulf of Tonkin being staged, despite the fact the government publicly has declassified that it was staged. I've been called a conspiracy theorist for reporting with CIA after-action reports that our government staged terror attacks in Iran to blame it on their government. When the government admits it, people still deny it. Dick Cheney gets up on national television and says that he was secret about his CFR membership. We play the video of him saying it, and people post in the message board that it isn't real. I have been at Ground Zero 2 years ago. I was there again this year, and I've had firemen and police tell me I'm a conspiracy theorist, that the particulates were not bad for them. Now it's totally admitted the government knew it was going to kill them, and it is. And now they've got TV shows all over the country. This isn't the only one we just played in the last hour, where the terrorists sit around joking about how the American people think the government did it and how wonderful that is. Ha, ha, ha. This is the type of total propaganda immersion that we're under. And I, for one, am sick of it. For over a decade, I've been a conspiracy theorist because I read official North American Union document plans. Now it's all over national news, and it's admitted. All we're doing is reporting the facts here. The facts are easily attainable. Terrorists run our government. They are the Federal Reserve. They are the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. They own the planet. They are enemies of humanity. David Rockefeller, in his own autobiography 3 years ago, called Memoirs, said he's getting rid of the U.S. He runs it, along with the rest of the crime board he sits on. And you out there are in denial, some of you listening right now, and I, for one, am tired of it. The hour is late. Michael Rivero is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. We'll be taking your calls as well later in this hour, 1-800-259-9231. Now, a few program notes here. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM for 3 hours tonight. Heard on over 600 radio stations nationwide. You can also listen via the Internet. Hope you'll join me. I'll be talking about the plunge of the dollar, world government-sponsored terrorism, and a few other key issues as well. So that is coming up tonight. Also, we have hundreds of thousands of people who tune in on the Internet alone each and every day. If you're listening on an AM or FM station, tell your whole work about how they can tune in. Tell your neighbors. Print up business cards. Help us get the word out. If you're listening on the Internet, tell your whole message board. Tell your friends list. Tell your MySpace people. Email your family. Tell them to tune in. If the hundreds of thousands of Internet listeners we have, of the millions total listening, but every day it's hundreds of thousands on the Internet alone, we'll tell your friends and family to tune in. We can easily double our listenership every month, not every year like we've been doing, and reach more people and bring down the New World Order. We can do it if we have the facts and we have the determination and we have the will. As constitutionalists, as Americans, we can do it. And all this evil being carried out in our name can be reversed. The alternative is total slavery, and I don't want to be part of that. What about you? Also, if you order by Friday, we ship it out to your UPS ground, you'll get it 3 or 4 days before Christmas. If you order by Friday, you can order the next day after that, and you might get it. You might get it if you even order the Monday after that, the 17th or 18th. But you need to go ahead and order so you can get it before Christmas. Makes great Christmas gifts, and your purchase makes what we do possible here. Go to InfoWars.com, get Terror Storm, get American Freedom to Fascism, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, the new film put out by Ken Jenkins, of David Ray Griffin, amazing. All available at InfoWars.com on the secure online video and bookstore, shopping cart, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Or give a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, a monthly, for $5.95, or get a year membership and get almost a half year free. 5.3 months free until the end of December at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back with Michael Rivero.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Later in the shower, I'm going to play that little 2.5 minute clip from Sleeper Cell, American Terror, that airs on national cable television on Showtime, where the Al-Qaeda members, the terrorists on the show, are sitting around joking after they've made love. Ha ha! The government carried out 9/11. I love it. Oh, they ran it from Building 7. Ha ha ha! Oh, you... And again, this is how they do it. And mindless people sit there and watch that and think, well, people saying that, these were Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, they've never watched the National Press Club with FBI agents breaking down and crying, holding up letters where they've been threatened to be arrested. Like Robert Wright, if they, quote, tell you what they know about 9/11, all I can say is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens, and then breaking down and crying. I don't know why you don't just shoot your mouth off, right? Because you've got all those lawyers that were placed around you that you can trust who are telling you not to. I mean, this is the type of sick stuff we have to deal with. Imagine doing the research, knowing the facts, knowing terrorists run our government, both political parties, and just seeing the incredible propaganda. And I haven't mentioned this yet. I want to start with this, with Michael Rivera, who joins us once a month. He's going to be starting a new broadcast the first of the year on the weekend here. We're really honored to be having him with us. Great analysis. Great to have him part of the Genesis team. Incoming House Intelligence Chief botches easy intel quiz. Now, I covered Representative Sylvester Reyes of Texas last week because, remember, he said we need 20,000 to 30,000 more troops and the answer is a build up and then a build down later, but no set time frame. Exact same Bush policy, but then the Democrats say it and act like Bush is against it. So they just put it into this process, and the Iraq study group comes out and acts like they're spanking Bush, and then the Democrats all jump on. It's just good cop, bad cop, smoke and mirrors. Incoming House Intelligence Chief botches easy intel quiz. Sylvester Reyes of Texas. The incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has tapped to head the Intelligence Committee when the Democrats take over in January. Failed a quiz of basic questions about Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah, two of the key terrorist organizations that intelligence community has focused on since September 11th. And it goes on. He didn't know that Hezbollah was Iran funded. He didn't know that Hamas was a separate group. He didn't know any of it. When asked by CQ National Security Editor Jeff Stein whether Al-Qaeda is one of the other of two major branches of Islam, Sunni or Shiite, Reyes answered they are probably both, then ventured predominantly probably Shiite. No, the Shiites are a separate group, the minority group, and they think that you have to be directly descended from Muhammad to be part of. It's a wide area, but the point is they're always fighting with each other, and Al-Qaeda is more associated with our own government than anything else. It's a computer file name for Muslim extremist groups recruited in the 70s. They've really been recruited after World War II, but really activated in the late 70s in Operation Cyclone. It was wrong. Al-Qaeda was founded by Osama bin Laden as a Sunni organization and views Shiites as heretics. Yeah, they say Shiites are a greater threat than the great Satan Americans. And Americans aren't the great Satan. Our leaders are hijacked by who can only be described as the great Satan. Reyes could not answer questions put by Stein about Hezbollah, a Shiite group on the U.S. list of terrorist organizations. I always get Hezbollah and Hamas mixed up myself, but then he was further asked about it and didn't know. Amazing. Amazing. Let's go to Michael Rivera. Michael, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that before, but the phones just all went dead right when I was going to talk to you before.
Well, that's fine. You're on air with us now. Go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, I think obviously the big news right now, of course, is Olmert's admission the other day that Israel does, in fact, possess nuclear weapons. Of course, the government of Israel is attempting to backpedal that as quickly as they can.
Well, they've got over 400.
Yeah, they do, but it's Israel's official position has been never to admit, never to deny. And, of course, now that Olmert has basically just admitted that they do have the nuclear warheads, Israel is officially trying to backpedal from that. But the reality is that it has made a total joke of every U.S. politician who stood up in the Congress insisting that we had to send more money to Israel because they were weak and defenseless and they needed protection from all those mean old Arab nations that were ganging up on them. And now we find out that Israel actually really does have a nuclear arsenal. Olmert has admitted it, and it basically Israel is not a weak nation. They are a nuclear power. Nobody is going to attack them. Meanwhile, we see all these staged incidents to justify Israel's attacking their neighbors.
Absolutely, and I want to get into that, but let's talk about, as I read at the beginning of the article, this guy thinking that the Shiites are the Al-Qaeda connected instead of the Sunni.
the new head of our Senate Intelligence Committee, you mean?
Yes. I want to talk about that because, and then, of course, get into the big Israel situation, which was next in my stack, because it illustrates. I mean, I try to be informed about the Middle East, and it's incredibly complex, and, you know, I get confused about it. We all do. But then you've got the average American who, 80%+ can't find Iraq on a map, but they have their own opinions about it. And then this Sylvester character doesn't even, he thinks we need 30,000 more troops. He's going to be the new committee chairman. And he doesn't even know which group the Al-Qaeda is supposedly affiliated with.
Well, I think what that underscores is that the agenda that is being followed is not one that really feels it needs to pay attention to the reality of what's going on in Iraq. Sylvester is not paying attention to who Al-Qaeda is because he realizes that Al-Qaeda is just a banner to be waved in service to the real agenda, which, of course, is U.S. military control of Mideast oil resources, certainly subservience to Israel's agenda in the region.
Well, I mean, our military comes into whole towns and rounds up every male 11 and older, and if anybody fights back, they're called Al-Qaeda. Doesn't matter if they're Sunni, Shiite, Kurd, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just a label to be put on the people to dehumanize the victims. And what we're really dealing with are people who are resisting an armed invasion of their home and the capture and kidnapping of their loved ones. And if you really want to put it in context, go back and read the history of the American Revolution and how the British troops came in to American towns and villages and how the Americans fought back. And one thing you'll notice almost immediately is the British were at least a little bit more restrained in their actions against the Americans, but the Americans still fought back. They formed armed groups, they stockpiled weapons, they attempted to defend their homes militarily. This is exactly what we're seeing on the ground in Iraq. These are not terrorists, they are not Al-Qaeda, they are ordinary human beings, men, women, and even children, who are trying to protect their homes against a foreign invader, and that's what's going on. And the reason Sylvester isn't really paying attention to who makes up Al-Qaeda is because it doesn't really matter to him. Al-Qaeda and terrorists are just labels to serve the agenda of invasion.
But even the official construct is the Saudi Arabian-based Sunnis, which are, again, in the hip pocket of the British and the intelligence agencies, and he doesn't know that, and he's saying it's the Shiites.
Yeah, absolutely, and it just really indicates that the people who are in charge of this aren't really paying attention to the facts on the ground. Basically what it is the web of lies and deceptions that took us into war have become so complex that the liars themselves cannot keep track of it all. They can't keep track of what the current lie needs to be. Now, as far as the Saudis are concerned, this may be coming apart right now because the story just broke. It was buried on the back page of the Washington Post, but apparently the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. has just resigned and is heading home, apparently rather unexpected. And while details are not forthcoming, it does
that
seem
was
like...
That was Bandar?
Yes.
Bandar Bush just... Oh, my... Bandar Bush just resigned?
It just came out. I've got it on my front page. Let me go down here and read the actual article.
His name is Bandar, but they call him Bandar Bush. Now, last time I checked, he was still ambassador. It may be a new guy. But, yeah, is it Bandar?
I'm pulling up the article right now to confirm that. But it says, no, this is Prince Turki Al-Faisal.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the United States flew out of Washington yesterday after informing Secretary of State that he would be leaving the post. So, he has basically left, and again, no details.
Now, Saudi Arabia has now figured out what's happening because Limbaugh's bragged about it. The globalists admit that the plan is to destabilize the whole region. Destruction, civil war, balkanization is the admitted program going back to Israeli documents in 1983, 2002, Pentagon documents. And so the Saudi king said, five days ago, he said, the whole Middle East is about to implode and fall apart into total civil war, and maybe the Saudis are starting to get that they're being set up.
Yeah, I would say that's probably what's going on. Or, alternatively, the Saudis have been made aware of the impending invasion of Iran, and they basically are starting to delink. Because the longer they stay friends with the U.S., the more their immediate neighbors are seeing them as part of the problem.
Well, that's what they said a few days ago. The king said, look, if you attack Iran, we're already going to probably have a revolution here. We can barely keep control. It was all over the news. And he said, please don't do it. But then meanwhile, Cheney's been over there in secret meetings. What do you think's going on there?
Well, I think basically, the push to find some reason to attack Iran is obviously still on. Cheney and Rice are flying all over trying to keep up support for this thing, but I think the support is really beginning to rapidly erode away.
Well, Mr. Steele, a high-level former CIA operative, last week says they're going to attack by Christmas. I hope he's wrong, but a lot of people are saying that.
Well, my concern is that Christmas is such an important holiday, and behind this whole war-making is this phrase, clash of civilizations. So Christmas, unfortunately, makes a very tempting target for another false flag terror attack.
Let's talk about Israel. I mean, would Olmert on accident spill the beans? I don't know. Is this staged, or do you think he just slipped up?
I think he just slipped up because he lost his temper at the question.
Well, stay there. We're going to come back and talk about that and get into the really meat and potatoes of this. Is there going to be an attack on Iran?
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down our
river and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more.
Michael Rivera.
Down the Mississippi.
Yes, the Saudi prince who replaced about a year ago, Prince Bandar, who left for personal reasons after 22 years on the job. Well, this new guy has left after a little more than a year on the job, citing personal reasons. And it says here that he claims it's happening because his brother, Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Saudi Al Faisal, is in ill health, noting rumors that the prince could be a possible replacement for Prince Saud. So who knows? Going back to Michael Rivera, do you think they're going to hit Iran by Christmas?
I know that there are a great many people who want that to happen. What I'm seeing within our own government, of course, is a continuing faction fight between the neocons and the war hawks and the incoming Congress, some of whom at least recognize that they were sent to Washington, D.C. with a clear anti-war mandate. So there's a lot of deal-making going on. There's a lot of faction fight. I think the most likely scenario is that the only real way they can get an attack on Iran going is with another false flag terrorist attack, because the numbers of public support for the war continue to dwindle. There was a poll came out today. Basically, 70% of Americans disapprove of the handling of the Iraq war. 60% of Americans don't think we should even be there. I'm not even sure the numbers are even that good for Bush. But the bottom line
is... But meanwhile, neocons on Fox are saying he's a lame duck. Go ahead and attack Iran. I mean, they don't care.
No, they absolutely don't, because they're not answering to Bush or the American civil government or the American voter. They're there to push Israel's agenda of smashing up every other country in the Middle East so that Israel, with its nuclear weapons, will control the region, for the foreseeable future. That includes the oil revenues. And that is the thing that Americans really need to be looking at, is we're not talking about U.S. control of Mideast oil. We're talking about eventual Israeli control of the Mideast oil.
Well, we know there's an Israeli plan for greater Israel that spans the length and breadth of the Middle East, but certainly, you know, the oil companies have a lot of power, and so do the big banks. I mean, how do they play into this in your analysis?
Well, I think the oil companies are going to go with whoever cuts them the best deal, and I think if Israel is a little less demanding tax-wise and environmental-wise than the U.S. government, that the oil companies will just switch over who they work for gladly. The problem with multinational corporations is that it's very hard to pin down just which nation they might be most loyal to of all the nations that they work in. Ultimately, they're going to go to and do business with whoever's got their hands on that big valve. Up until now, it's mostly been the Arab nations. Israel has long resented the fact that the oil money that countries like Saudi Arabia pour back into the United States in the form of investments buys with it a tremendous amount of political influence. So Israel's goal has been all along, because Israel doesn't put money into the U.S.
Well, the reason I agree with you on this, and I don't think it's total influence, but I think they have one of the dominant influences, is I've heard Limbaugh and Hannity and others licking their lips for 3 years saying we should just go ahead and attack Saudi Arabia. And they've openly said, and quote, take the oil. I mean, this is sick.
Yeah, it is, but that's really what we've come down to. And the big reason, of course, is the U.S. economy is really in very, very dangerous shape right now. We've got three forces pushing it down. We have the trade imbalance. We have government borrowing pushing it down. We have a seriously overvalued stock and real estate market that are set for corrections. And
the dollar's sinking.
Yeah, it's lost half its value in the last 5 years alone. The only thing that is reversible is the trade imbalance. And if the U.S. I think the thinking in Washington, D.C. was that if the U.S. grabs control of the Mideast oil, technically that turns it from an imported product to an exported product if American oil companies are put in charge of it.
And it keeps OPEC on American-controlled petrodollars.
Absolutely, it does that. It also gives the U.S. leverage against its creditor nations to say, look, you know, if you get too demanding about the money that we owe you, we'll just cut off the oil flow to you.
It's just simply grabbing the energy.
It is. Plus, of course, control of oil is control of all conventional war fighting for the next century.
Oh, man. Meanwhile, there are very people attacking the Middle East are dismantling our sovereignty, destroying our republic, and we serve them willingly like smiley-faced baboons.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Coming up here in just a few minutes at 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv. And our guest is Mike Rivero with whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be starting first of the year, a new weekend radio show. Mike, before we get back into the news, tell us about the new transmission you'll be doing.
Well, I will be joining you on GCN Live Saturdays at 11 a.m. to 12 noon Central Time. We'll be taking phone calls. We'll be having guests, and I hope, of course, that you will be one of them. And basically fill in that gap on the weekend when the listeners cannot reach your show.
I'm excited about it. A lot of great folks joining the Genesis team, and I'm really excited about you joining Michael Rivero. Before we go to calls, here looking at this, we know that Israel was chartered and helped set up by the British and the U.S. We know that they're very powerful interest in England and basically inseparable from the U.S. and Israel. Kind of the Anglo-American establishment is like three bodies that orbit each other. on the geopolitical scene. And, you know, we got Baker and them making noises like they want to be friends with Saudi, friends with Iran. But it was that very same elite that helped put the neocons in, who I see as folks, they just kind of gave the ball and let them run with the ball. And then if they fall down, they kind of take the blame and they remove them and keep moving forward. I mean, certainly this whole New World Order system has competing factions, but it's like a crime syndicate or in The Godfather. They still meet and, you know, get around the round table and make decisions about the general direction and policy of the world. Give me your take on that.
Well, I tend to agree that they still meet together, but I don't know that that necessarily means that they're unified. Certainly within the United States, you have a very clear, obvious conflict of interest between those people who want to support Israel and those interests who still recognize that we are very dependent upon Arab oil to fuel our economy. And the real politic has been, how do we keep both factions happy, because we don't want the Arabs to shut off the valve, and at the same time the Israel factor, of course, is still inescapable in American politics through AIPAC, through various other mechanisms by which they hold control over our government. None more obvious, I think, than the way Nancy Pelosi has stood up in Congress and just announced ahead of time there will be no investigations of the lies that took us to war, that there will be no attempts to impeach President Bush for lying us into the war. Obviously, they're not worried about protecting Bush, but they are worried about protecting the various parties who were behind all of the lies that led to war, possibly even including 9/11 itself. It's one of those situations where they don't dare let any one thread stick out far enough to get grabbed on, or the whole mess is going to unravel.
Certainly, one of those loose ends. Now, with this deck of cards, we know there's a real split in Bilderberg that really reared its head 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 2002, when they were building towards the invasion, and that a large section of the European and even subsections of the Anglo-American establishment with England, the U.S., and Israel said, yeah, this is going to endanger the entire international order, as they call it, the New World Order, to escalate so fast. But the neocons and the Bushites and the evangelicals that they control, which have turned into a Bush-worshipping cult, that they want to go ahead and have Armageddon and go ahead and have a big war, and they believe that just by getting us into such a huge conflict that we'll then be forced, the people, to serve in that global clash, World War IV, the neocons see World War III as the Cold War, that then by forcing us to engage, that then through the huge weight of this juggernaut, that they will come out on top and then topple Saudi Arabia, cause huge strife. They want factions to have wars with each other. They just basically want to bring the whole region back into the Stone Age, which then you won't even really be able to extract a lot of the oil, which will then actually jack up prices for the oil companies with artificial scarcity. But then a lot of the old liners are saying that the incremental approach is better because they may not be able to manage this crisis. And I think Iraq is a good illustration of that, because they wanted to break it in three parts and have sectarian balkanization, but it seems they've overcooked this dish that they were preparing. They planned to cook it, but again, as I'm saying, they burned it, gone too far, and now you still have big factions in government that just don't care, and in private industry that want to go ahead and escalate it over the edge. And now their argument is, because they are stalling and because they are in so much trouble, they've got to go ahead and escalate it, or the international order will fall apart despite that, because of a weakening dollar.
Yeah, absolutely. It is very clear that events on the ground in the Mideast are not matching the expectations of the planners. And we see this repeated in history time and time again, where a bunch of really bright boys will get in some very comfortable room in some nation's capital, and they'll draw up a plan and say, oh, this is how it's all going to work. And then they get into the reality of what they've created, and it's not going the way it's planned.
I liken the old line globalist as, say, Stalin, and then the other side is Hitler. And so they make pacts with each other, but the neocons cannot be restrained in their imperial lust, the war lust, the warmonger tyrant lust, and that it is some type of struggle going on.
Yeah, there is. And on one side, you've got a group of people who can never admit that they were wrong, who will keep the war going rather than admit that they were wrong. Excuse me. And what you said earlier about the Christian evangelicals, these are people who are all hot and bothered to go into a major global war, and they don't care if it's won or lost because their end result is that Jesus is going to come down and invite them up to the big house when it's all over.
As if they're going to tell Jesus what to do. I've heard these preachers, we play clips, saying that they're going to force God to do something. Boy, that is blasphemy.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's also arrogant. In the extreme that, you know, we can set things up so that God will be forced to act. There's one school of thought that Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus to the Romans because he believed that would force Jesus to expose his godlike powers. Of course, that didn't work out the way it was planned, if you go along with that particular theory. But, yeah, we've got a lot of people who want war to happen. They don't care about its costs because the costs are always going to be dumped on other people. They just see at the end of it some glorious treasure or some other fulfillment of their agenda or their mythology.
Yeah, that's it. These are really power-mad, totally decadent people. No amount of gay porn star mistresses will make them happy. And so, literally, that's what power-mad people have always done. They want a war to basically challenge their power. It's like gambling.
Yeah, it is. It's playing the game of empire, but with the real planet. And they don't understand and appreciate what they're causing to the common human being because they're so above the idea of ever going hungry for a day. They are literally blind to the misery that war is going to cause other people. It is just a game. It's a roll of the dice. It's numbers. I get to stand on this and say I own it all. And there seems to be a curse on the entire planet that every so many hundred years we get some maniac coming along who dreams that he can own it all and doesn't matter how many people he kills trying to prove it. But in this case, I do believe that the neocon path that our country is currently on right now is doomed to failure. They cannot attain what they think they can attain, and a lot of people are going to get hurt in the process.
And I interrupted you earlier. You were talking about they always get together in the smoking rooms, like Hitler turning east, and just think that they can take over the whole world. And then when they start getting bogged down to their axles, they tend to just intensify and start attacking other countries, thinking, well, at least I can win here, or at least I can win there. Some new war will divert the people's attention, and you were going to finish up.
Well, basically, you're on the right track there. When they get bogged down and they start thinking that any victory is politically good, even if it's not the victory they originally defined, this is the problem that we face in Iraq, or not necessarily we, but Bush and his administration facing Iraq. We were sold this war on the claims that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, that Iraq was aiding Al-Qaeda, that Iraq had something to do with 9/11. Since none of those were true, political victory in that we can accomplish the objectives that we went into Iraq with is absolutely impossible. And I think a big reason for the push to go into Iran is to develop a new front in a new war in the hope that when that war is won, if ever, that will erase the fact that we didn't really quite accomplish what we were told we were going to accomplish in Iraq. So right now we have a war in Iraq that cannot be won politically because the stated objectives are impossible. We can hang on for a long time or we can lose. So the only way for the U.S. to distract from that is to create another war someplace else.
But I mean, why don't they just declare that, okay, now there's an elected government and there's still some problems, but they'll fix it, and then just pull out, and then it would leave a lot of the pages?
It would absolutely reduce the issue of terrorism and sectarian violence in Iraq.
That's the CIA assessment, but they don't want that because they want to build a permanent basis to control the oil.
That's absolutely right. Plus, of course, Israel does not want Iraq left by the Americans until it is shattered into lots of little tiny pieces. And, of course, while the United States is on the ground in Iraq, Israel feels that it can attack Iran with impunity because the path for an Iranian counterattack is going to go right through our young people in uniform in Iraq. So Israel does not want that group of people to go away.
Well, it's clear Israel wants to lure the U.S. into a new world war.
Absolutely they do. Israel is a master at playing let's you and him fight. They would love to see the U.S. and even Russia locked in a mutually destructive conflict, which would leave Israel with its nuclear arsenal in charge of the Middle East, if not, you know, a major part of Europe and Asia as well. So
Israel's also, members of their Knesset have said that they threaten to nuke Europe if they don't go along.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is why Olmert's recent admission really was a serious mistake.
Oh, yeah, let's get into that. Why do you think he really slipped up?
I think he really slipped up. Now, of course, the Jerusalem Post has already changed the story that's at the end of the link to basically pull back and say, no, that's not what he said. He was just saying Germany should cut funding to Iran, blah, blah, blah. But I kept the original article as it was posted by the Jerusalem Post, and it basically says that the German television interviewer asked him if the fact that Israel possessed nuclear weapons weakened the West position against Iran, also possessing nuclear weapons. And Olmert apparently lost his temper, saying, Israel, we don't threaten anybody, you know, we are peaceful users, and basically said to the effect that Israel was responsible enough to use nuclear weapons along with Great Britain and the United States.
But why do we even need Israel to admit it? I mean, they don't allow inspection. They admittedly have over 400 weapons. They've bought cruise missiles, submarines, medium-range missiles. I mean, we know they've had nukes since the 60s. Well, why is it even, why are we even, who cares what they say? We know they've got them.
Well, because this gets down to political perceptions, because as long as Israel was denying they had nuclear weapons, they could go on pretending, oh, we're victims, you got to send us money, we are justified in attacking Lebanon because we're poor little Israel, and Hezbollah and Hamas are such a threat to us. Now they can't do that anymore. They're trying to backpedal away from Olmert's admission, but this one is not going to go away. Israel is a nuclear power. We've known it since Vanunu published the photos about the weapons lab that's hidden under the Dimona reactor. So now it makes it very difficult for people who support Israel to stand up and say, we must support Israel because they are defenseless against the Arab nations. No, they're not. They're the only nuclear power in the region.
Well, it's the fifth overall military force just with conventional weapons.
Absolutely. And the really hard part is that this underscores the lies that we went into Iraq with. We went to war in Iraq because they supposedly possess banned weapons of mass destruction. Now we find out that Iraq didn't have them, but Israel really does. And a lot of people who are stuck fighting this war in Iraq have got to be scratching their head right now saying, why are we even here when, you know, even if Iraq had had weapons of mass destruction, they were never going to attack Israel because Israel could retaliate.
Well, the globalists got their way. They sucked us into World War One, staged by the British. That then created Hitler. We were sucked into World War Two, and now here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We had World War Three with the Cold War. This is what the Pentagon and the neocons call it. And now we're going to be sucked into a hot war. Is there anything that can stop us being sucked into this?
Yeah, just everybody standing up and saying, no, I refuse to go along. And let me elaborate on that just a little bit. First of all, the thing I really hate about going into World War IV is that we're the bad guys this time. Somebody spun a little wheel and the arrow came up and said, okay, this time the United States gets to be the bad guys. So we're the ones who are going.
And meanwhile, we're being used by these multinational global forces as their front. We're not even the real bad guy. We're a front bad guy.
Yeah, we're a front bad guy, and of course the purpose of the war is to destroy work product so that the world's population can be kept working going into the future. But going into this idea about another world war is, I lost the thought that I was going to say about, I lost that thought. But going into this world war situation, it's going to kill a lot of people and, it's going to destroy a lot of property. And the only thing that is really going to stop it is for, the people to simply say, I refuse to go along with it en masse. And that may mean general strikes. We are in a very unique situation here with this war. There is nothing new about leaders lying to their populations to trick them into war. It's been going on all along. But in the present situation, we have a unique moment in history because the lies that launched this war are known to the majority of the population of the nation while that war is still going on. That particular circumstance has never happened before. And this is why we're seeing these disastrously low poll numbers for the Bush administration, which makes pushing into Iran very problematic, because at some point the American people are going to reach a flashpoint and say, we're not going to go along with this anymore. And the example I like to push back to is the Romanian Revolution, because if you had been on the ground...
Ceausescu.
Say again?
Ceausescu, yeah.
Ceausescu. If you'd been on the ground 2 weeks before it happened, you would have thought everything was great, the people loved the government, it was all going wonderfully. And then all of a sudden, a sporting event turns into a spontaneous political rally, and 2 weeks later, Ceausescu was executed on public television. So I suspect that we are nearing a similar flashpoint here, where everybody is going to look around and realize that everybody else around them is just as angry, just as pissed off at the government, at this pointless war of conquest that we were lied into.
Well, the poll numbers show that already.
Yeah, it's definitely getting there. And so those people who are pushing into a war in Iran, the really dangerous possibility is that they are completely not paying attention to what's going on the streets of America and how the public is feeling. They may be believing their public relations people that the propaganda is succeeding and that Americans are supporting the war in Iran. The real danger when you get a very large governmental structure is everybody in the middle is lying to cover their own asses, and the people at the top may be really blind to what the population is thinking.
Well, that happens over and over again.
And that blindness is what leads them on to hideous mistakes of judgment.
Well, we know that their think tanks are telling them back off, but their answer is to press harder on the accelerator. We'll come back, take a few calls. Stay with us.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls. Travis in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Travis calling from Austin.
Look, you guys are talking about how quickly things can change. What is it going to take to get our honorable military people to start thinking about getting rid of these criminals? Have you guys ever heard any chatter out there about the possibility of a coup?
I've heard a lot about that. The problem is that's very dangerous to our system of government, and you could the internal global forces could actually stage a coup and put in a dictatorship instantly in the name of cleaning things up. But at a certain point, the process is leading that way. The top generals, though, it isn't like Smedley Butler, the big Marine Corps Congressional Medal of Honor winning general, when they tried to hire him, the Bushes and others. That same crew tried to hire him in the 30s to overthrow the U.S., to merge with Hitler. He said no and went to Congress. That's, by the way, that's mainstream information. Most people don't know about it.
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
They have vetted these people. They have got CFR members in positions. A lot of them have got Swiss bank accounts. Michael Rivera.
Well, I'd like to go back to the Ukrainian protests because when that happened, what we saw was not the police and the military staging a coup, but simply abandoning the government and joining with the protesters. And that's what ultimately
forced the
prime minister to step down. I agree with Alex that a military coup is fraught with peril. I'd like to temper that, however, with the observation that most military people I know are staunch constitutionalists. And, you know, if you start getting to a situation where something is going to happen, you have to start evaluating which is the best course of what is going to happen.
Yeah, I think the military is good. The problem is they get tricked and lied to, and they're quite dutiful. And so, you know, will they be able to be sophisticated enough to recognize a false flag? And we saw them go confiscate the guns in New Orleans when they were ordered to.
Yeah, absolutely they were. And I think we need to look back at the Clinton administration, because back then there were a lot of top senior military commanders of the type that we would think would really be loyal to the idea of America rather than loyal to individuals. And they were all very quietly being given early retirement.
Or getting shot twice in the chest. And
yeah, exactly. Some of them were killed outright. But a lot of the commanders that we would expect to be the focus point of a military revolt against the civilian government were quietly being gotten rid of back then. So obviously the planning for what's going on now was happening even back while Clinton was in office.
Yeah, they got fellow travelers in place now. So, clearly the top military brass at the time had to be at least partially involved in 9/11 too, you know, knowing it was going on, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly when you have all those military exercises that were taking place at the same time, which involved airplanes being hijacked. This is why civilian flight controllers didn't twig to the fact of the real danger of the real aircraft, because they had all these other targets on their scopes that they were told was part of a military exercise.
Travis, anything else?
The beast system, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. We're going to go to break. We'll be back. I want to do 5 more minutes with Michael Rivera, if he can do it. Then we'll talk to Dan and Jeffrey at least. Then we'll get to another Dan and Frank and others, and we'll be talking about the 9/11 protest that's coming up later. Then I'll get into a whole bunch of other news I haven't haven't covered yet. But before we break, Michael, have you seen this new sleeper cell thing from Showtime where the terrorists are sitting around laughing at 9/11 truth, making jokes about the government being involved in the attacks?
I'm afraid I haven't seen that yet, but I will take a look at it.
It's amazing I'm going to play that later in the next hour one more time. It's just the propaganda is getting so base now. Oh, 9/11 truth is Al-Qaeda. Oh, we now see. I mean, that is not going to work on people anymore. The propagandists are fools.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.